Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash and burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
What strikes fear in the heart of every homeowner? Mold. It can ruin value, make your house smell bad, and worst of all, risk your family's health. Ductman Air Duct Cleaning to the rescue. They'll solve the issue once and for all with zero mold left behind. Breathe confidently again. Call Ductman for a free estimate. 901-283-2726. Mention ESPN and get your dryer vents done free with every duct or mold service. Ductman Air Duct Cleaning has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and a 5-star Google rating. DuctmanAirDuct.com. What's in your duct?
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
All right, the 11 o'clock code word is glitter, G-L-I-T-T-E-R. Just spell that out and text it to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We do it every hour between 8 a.m., top of the hour, through 4 o'clock. Every hour, top of the hour. Glitter is this hour's word to win $1,000. Text glitter, G-L-I-T-T-E-R, to 72881. You've got 59 minutes to do so. Text glitter to 72881. Good luck. And don't forget, if you miss a word, you can go to the new Rewind feature at 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Use Rewind and then just find the word and go back any hour that hour. Text it and win. Next word at noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN, welcome to your hump day. It is January 22nd, and certainly all, if you're listening to Jeff Calkins, we're all thinking about him as we start this show, which is obviously a big sports day, but obviously Jeff and his broke some sad news as he finished off his show right before us, and we're all thinking about him and his family. Wanted to say that certainly off top because it feels like all of a sudden, you know, we want to wrap our arms around him, like, you know, maybe the most important thing of the day, making sure that he's okay, his family's okay. We're all thinking about Jeff, certainly, and our thoughts and prayers with his family. John, I guess our job is sort of to do that, right? Thoughts and prayers, and to talk about a sports day.
Yes.
Maybe get us on something a not so tragic subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And like you said, we're all thinking of Jeff and his family right now, and praying for their peace as they try to, you know, move forward with their plans.
Better than me, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, it feels like we all kind of have gotten to know Jeff's family, you know, here on the station. We've met his father and his mom. They came through a few years ago and came on the radio station. So
all feeling like it's a family member of our own.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, we've gotten really to know, you know, Jeff's family. And we know, I mean, he comes from a massive family. And so we obviously know how difficult a time this must be. And we certainly are thinking about him right now. But, yes, it is a big sports day, you know, not only in Memphis but across the country. Because here locally, you got Memphis taking on Tulsa, which typically like is not the it's not exactly the granddaddy of them all, Jason. It's not exactly the one that gets your blood flowing. You know, it ain't Memphis Cincinnati, right? But it's a big game because Tulsa is, you know, a good team so far in the American. I believe first place, tied for first place still in the American Athletic Conference. And you have not beaten Frank Haith at his place.
How about that? Tulsa, a place that, like you said, annually, you think you should win there, and yet you go there since at least Frank Haith's been the coach, 2014-15 is his first year. You haven't won. Whatever Memphis basketball coach is going over there, Frank Haith is 4-0 against Memphis there. Look, Memphis owned Tulsa. Real quick, going back to the 70s, 23-2 in its last 25. Frank Haith gets there, 6-5 in its last 11. 23 out of 25 before he gets there. You've won 6 out of 11 since he's been there. None at Tulsa. They're at Tulsa tonight where they're favored. Remember, Penny's only lost two games he's been favored in where Memphis has been favored. One of them was last year at Tulsa. This is a game Memphis historically has trouble with, at least here recently.
Yeah. Is that anecdotal? Is it empirical? Who knows?
It's time to put that behind you.
Does it coincide with the downswing that Memphis basketball has just found itself in?
Absolutely. But Frank Haith, also a good coach.
Yeah, he's a very good coach. Very good coach for that job, you have to say. But anyway, so you got Memphis-Tulsa tonight. That's a big one. You got Grizzlies-Celtics tonight. Obviously, every game that Ja Morant plays is of interest to us here in Memphis. So that's one worth keeping an eye on.
The Celtics just knocked off the Lakers.
Yep, that's right.
Good in doing so, too. No,
and then we all have our eyes on Zion.
Yes, we do.
Because it is his much-anticipated debut tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. It's your beloved Pelicans taking on the Spurs. It's on. You do love the Pelicans. There's no question about it.
I like their chances to make the playoffs. It's what I love.
Oh, we know. I mean, you've got the rings ready. You've got the rings ready for the Pelicans.
Exaggerate.
I feel a hint of fear for our guest at 125, Anthony Sain, who's going to come in here. By the way, I guess I should set the lineup. 1125, we're going to be joined by Mark Giannotto. We'll talk to him about Memphis-Tulsa. He's on the road on the way to Memphis-Tulsa.
That is a long, nasty drive.
Yes, it is. It is a terrible place, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And really, generally,
I won't go that far and just dog out Tulsa, but the drive
I'll
itself,
dog it out.
Pitiful.
I'll dog it out.
Well, you'll never be the mayor there.
I would.
Much never know. You might be doing Tulsa radio one day.
I will resign. I will go work at the bankrupt Crystals. Before I do radio in Tulsa. I'm just telling you. I can't.
I think we're gonna leave it right there.
I can't live.
You trashed Tulsa worse than who was it that trashed Cleveland?
Joakim Noah.
It was Joakim. Trashed Tulsa worse than Joakim trashed Cleveland.
We were going to sign up a simulcast after this show
Tulsa. John.
I think you just blew a deal for the show.
We'll never get anything out of there.
Well, there's not much to get out of there.
All right, way to go.
But anyway, we'll be joined by Mark Giannotto at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the game tonight. 12:25, we're going to be joined by Mark Adams, who it's been a while since we've had him on the show. He's a college basketball analyst for ESPN. He specializes in the American Athletic Conference.
I hope he specializes in brawl breakdown because that's what we're going to be asking him about.
Yes, yes. So we will ask him about the brawl, obviously, that took place last night, Kansas State, and more with Mark Adams at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Anthony Sain is going to be in studio. We'll talk to him about how he was just so wrong about the 17-27
Pelicans. He'd probably end up being right now be wrong. He just kind of thumbed his nose at any thought they'd be playoff worthy last week. We'll see if he's changed his mind. Zion is back.
Yes.
And they're playing well.
Yes, he is. So we will talk to Anthony Sain about all of that at 1:25. So that is the show today. We're looking forward to it. We're always looking forward to it. It's hump day, as Jason would say. Hump day here on the Jason and John show. And we have
it's all downhill after today.
Yes, it is. We have a pretty nice sports schedule in front of us tonight because we sort of started on it.
Ooh.
Tigers taking on Tulsa, and again, that's not
sexy, John.
It's not because Tulsa really isn't even very good.
Rothstein tried to make it a little sexy for you a couple hours ago and let folks know that Memphis had never won there since both have been American Athletic Conference.
Rothstein always tries to make it.
I think it only got like 19 likes, but yeah. I'm not sure he even know. He even knew though how successful Tulsa's been with Frank Haith against Memphis, because again, this was a game that you always marked up. You marked up as a W going all the way back to the 70s until again Frank Haith arrives and all of a sudden, you know, going. I remember when Will Barton and Trey Draper taking pictures of can't beat Tulsa. Remember,
can't beat
Memphis. Like they put the words on it. I mean, it was a joke in terms of going up there getting the win. It was one you marked down. It's been a completely different story since Frank Haith took over. Again, since 14-15, Memphis just 6-5 against Tulsa, including 0-4. At Tulsa. This is a game you lose. It's a game Penny Hardaway and company lost last year, I think by 16, with Tulsa scoring 95 points on them last year. You want to show, you know, that you're one of the, you know, you're picked to win the conference with Houston. You want to show you're that team. Knocking off a 4-1 Tulsa team at their place, good way to do that.
Yep, that is exactly
one of those games that's always tougher than you think looking at it on paper.
It will not be a quad one win if the Tigers are fortunate enough to get it. I think that kind of puts into perspective how, you know, Tulsa has gotten off to a good start in the league.
One thing particularly has hurt them, and it was a home loss to Arkansas State.
Their only home loss of the year.
Which an Arkansas State team that they had no business lose to is at 2-12 at KenPom. This team really should be sitting at 14-4 easy. They lost by 3 that game at home. You're not supposed to lose that one. Keep in mind, lose a triple overtime game at home to Colorado State, triple overtime. That game could have gone either way, should have won that one. Colorado State's 101, and then you lose by 2 to that same Kansas State team that was brawling with Kansas yesterday. Those are games could have gone either way.
Yep.
But you could make a case this Tulsa team should be 14-4 and looking a little bit better than it is. So, again, you know, a game you'd look at and say, doesn't look too – but one you've got at least, you know, go in there with some respect, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
And you haven't won.
You know, it's one of those deals where it's – you know, it's a good win in the sense of you would jump to first place in the American if you can get it in January. Not that that necessarily means much, but, you know, it's a nice headline. But if you lose, it would be your worst loss of the year. And it would be considered, you know, again, I mean, if you're losing to a team in the 80s in the net rankings, I mean, is that a bad loss? I don't know. I think it would be viewed as a bad loss, don't you?
Well, and again, in a season where everybody's got some really bad ones and Memphis doesn't.
Yeah.
Because they're on the road, because they're 4-1, the analytics know you won't get dropped down very much for this. KenPom projects this as a 2-point Memphis win, which is essentially a toss-up.
Yep.
So you could point to it and say, actually, this Tulsa team's good enough that, you know, if you take the loss here, certainly not unexpected if you do. Again, Memphis 0-4 with Frank Haith as the coach there. That said, yes, you and me, knowing each other, knowing what Tulsa's got, and knowing what Memphis has got, and quite frankly, the role they're on defensively, yes, it would be a bad loss. But in terms of the committee's eyes later on, John, right now, people got resumes look a lot uglier than Memphis's.
No, you're right.
What Memphis lacks that some of those other folks have got, John, like a Kentucky, is the big, big win, right? And that's why, again, you know, even getting a top 50 win like you did over Cincinnati is important, because you just don't have many of those opportunities on the schedule.
That's correct.
And
so
making, again, tonight's just the margin for error so thin in this league, you do not want to lose these games.
So that's kind of what's on the line for Memphis tonight. If you're able to get the win, you would jump into a you know, at the moment, depending on what happens with Houston, right, a tie for first place in the AAC, which is, you know, again, if you think about it, this is exactly where people thought you were supposed to be, right?
This team's beating Houston.
Right up at the top with the Houston Cougars. So, anyway, that's what's on the line for the University of Memphis tonight. Grizzlies-Celtics tonight. The Celtics will be without Jaylen Brown. So that is, you know, that is a positive development for the Grizz to get a little bit of a break. But this is, of course, a Celtics team that just knocked off the Lakers. So you're walking into a little bit of a situation. But at the same time, I mean, you know, this Grizzlies team is young. They're hungry. They're playing better than I think anybody would have expected that they would be playing in January. And so it's still every game, I think, is absolutely worth a view because of, you know, what kind of highlight Ja Morant can make. And it's no different tonight.
Boston's been struggling a little bit lately. Only won 4 out of the last 10. Yes, you mentioned it. They do beat a Lakers team that gets Anthony Davis back, but that wasn't Anthony Davis that's back right. You could tell coming back off of injury. And you mentioned Jaylen Brown. You know, it's worth mentioning that dunk he had over LeBron. It will be nice if I'm the Grizzlies in terms of my defensive game plan to not have him on the floor. That said, this is a Boston team that needs to get it together. As much as we're excited about where the Grizzlies are in the playoff run right now,
mm-hmm.
this is absolutely a team. If you're Boston, you're at home, believe this is a 6:30 tip tonight, Brad.
6:30 tip.
If you're Boston, this is one of the teams that you absolutely have to knock off. And look, I think teams now, it's not a deal. This is the difference, John. You ain't sneaking up on anybody anymore if you're the Memphis Grizzlies. That may have been the case earlier on this season, and maybe even here recently with some of this recent success. That's changed now. I look at Drew Holiday, who was coming off injury, right, coming back from that game the other day, probably had seen all the clippings about Ja Morant being rookie of the month the last two months, right? He's coming off injury to a team that, quite frankly, is playing pretty well. And what does he do? He goes out there and makes a hell of a statement.
Yep.
Plays defensively well. Yes. But in the meantime, what, hits him for 36, a career high in threes, comes back and plays his mind off. Why? Probably because he's pretty damn motivated by what he's seen in these Grizzlies that have won seven straight in NBA best. They're seeing and hearing about the Grizzlies as a national story. The other day, SportsCenter led off, you know, the win, I think it was the Cavs, or whatever.
Yep.
SportsCenter led off with it. I'm sure there are other NBA players who at this point are like, all right, they're getting a little bit too much love, or at least I'm not going to come disrespecting that, or at least overlooking them. I'm going to come bring my A game. Or in many of these guards' case, I'm going to show what I got against John Moran. I'm going to show he's still got some work. So, again, that's what you're getting in these instances, and I imagine it's going to be that kind of attitude from Boston. Grizzlies ain't going to sneak up on Boston tonight.
Right.
They're going to be ready for them because of how successful they've been.
That's right.
So it's a little bit different in terms of a mindset for the Grizzlies. Ain't no sneaking up. You got to be ready to play right out of the gates.
Yeah, but maybe John Morant.
Like the Pelicans the other night.
Maybe John Morant dunks on Kemba or something. You know, maybe he does something like that, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is a victory no matter what the score says. And then perhaps I think what is the biggest sports story of the day, no two ways about it, is the debut of rookie Zion Williamson, number one overall pick. He is making his debut tonight on ESPN against the San Antonio Spurs. What are you like? I mean, do you think that this is going to be a situation where he comes out and goes for 25 and 10? Do you think it's something where it looks more like, because in that preseason game, like, I mean, he looked pretty damn good when he played. I mean, it wasn't like he was, you know, adjusting or anything like that. Now, it'll be interesting to see what they do in terms of minutes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you always have to keep that into consideration. But, like, do you have high expectations for him tonight?
No. We'll see some highlight plays. I have high expectations for that because you do tend to get that out of Zion every time he's on the floor. That said, this is a Pelicans team that's already working him in slowly, has been super careful with him. It's a Pelicans team that was already playing well, as we just pointed out, beforehand with him. So that besides the handling, the sort of load management, you want to be careful and certainly not overexert him to start off here. You sort of want to be careful, too, in terms of working him back in, because right now, Brandon Ingram and Holiday are hooping. You know, they're leading this team right now and playing very well. It was 9 out of 13 before they beat the Grizzlies.
Yep.
So they are playing well. You want to work him back into this thing and sort of not mess up sort of the mojo of what you've got going well right now. So two factors there, the most important of which is obviously his health. I get the sense, and they're not saying this, but I get the sense there will be a super strict restriction
in
terms of the minutes. They're not saying it. They're acting like there's nothing to worry about. And, of course, they would, because that's what they want their fans to believe, right? And you want everyone to believe that he's fully healthy, right? You got nothing to worry about. We've held off this long, and this is why we feel like he's a full go, because we've waited this far. You need them to believe that, right? You do. And I'm sure as an organization, you're believing it. You're absolutely – but you are absolutely not going to mess up this investment either and go out there and play him 37 minutes tonight so you can beat the Spurs. To that point. So I bet you we see him 15 to 25 minutes, probably around 21. Maybe he only gets 19, depending on how the game goes, but somewhere in there. And no, not a huge 25 and 12 rebound game, but more like maybe a 17 and 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
At least this first one in. You have to be careful with Zion. If you're not, it's you're asking for trouble.
So of the three things that are happening that we care about in sports tonight, which is Tigers, Tulsa, Grizzlies, Celtics, and Zion Williamson's return, which of those three do you think produces the most positive result?
The most positive result.
Mm-hmm. Like which one of those three? Like, you know, are we most happy about come tomorrow?
I hope it's going to be Memphis Tulsa. I know it's the least sexy,
but it's again,
if you're going to do what we think this team should do this year, this is, you need to get over this Tulsa
hump.
So
true,
Frank's
man.
Been a problem.
It's so true.
They play a great zone that gives it didn't just give Penny Hardaway and Memphis problems last year. Gave Tubby Smith problems. It's given Josh Pastner problems.
Yep.
Like they play a style that's historically given Memphis. I'm ready to get past that. So
absolutely.
Yes, it's the least sexy thing on the lineup. but it's the one that's probably the most important. Ja and Grizzlies got a lot more in front of them. This Boston team, they're probably supposed to lose to if you look at it that way.
Yep.
This is a game Memphis should win, but historically has not.
Right. So yeah, I think
so
you're
getting
exactly
over
right.
the hump is what
you know.
The most
you have you know 40 some odd games left, or 39 or whatever if you're the Memphis Grizzlies.
A little bit
Grizzlies,
past the halfway point.
And it's a road game at Boston, and they just beat the Lakers. And then Zion, it's his debut. You know, so like he's going to be on a minute restriction and things like that. Yeah, like, but like we're not going to see the full. You know, the full
exactly.
arsenal of Zion Williamson tonight. You know, they're going to work him in, and it'll be a process. So I think that's going to be one of those games where you could actually probably, like, turn away from, you know, because he's just not going to play as much as you want him to.
I'll bet you, though, he comes out there.
Oh, he does. I mean, he'll do something.
Yeah, I mean, just the build-up to this.
Yeah.
I mean, you can feel it on ESPN. Like, they've been saving, you know, they've been saving this one up. And how nice would it have been to have him here? I know you're not. You're not going to do that for your – but you were one game off from having the debut here, and that would have been great.
It would have been perfect.
But again, who gets that then? TNT gets that one. ESPN gets this one. Won't go there. But that said,
this will
be electric. This will be absolutely electric beforehand. What I imagine, you're going to have a Zion that's maybe overly pumped up in terms of what he's bringing to the table early on and might miss his first couple of shots. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of juiced up.
Yep.
But – let's not kid ourselves. This kid's a phenom. He's going to add a lot to a Pelicans team that's already pretty decent.
Yeah, I wonder if there will be if Memphis is not able to get the win tonight at Tulsa. Like, I do wonder what the reaction will be. You know, nationally and locally as well, but certainly not. Like, Memphis is hanging on at 20 right now in the top 25.
Well,
like,
hanging on, you moved up.
If they
this is a year where everybody's dropping.
But if Memphis loses at Tulsa, don't you think they drop out?
Nope.
You don't think they drop out?
You thought same thing on the Wichita State.
Well,
one,
yes,
right? It's a Tulsa team that's got it that this year, John, since the turn of the clock, right, 2020, whatever. They're 4-1, 5-1, right? They've turned this thing around in the sense that it's not to you and me. It's weird explaining it because to you and me, yes, it's a bad loss. But in terms of the rest of college basketball and what you got, nah. So yes, you drop, but maybe to 24, 25.
Yeah.
Some would drop them out of their polls.
Right. Well, some don't. Like,
but I bet you they finish
Seth
up at 24-25.
Seth Davis does not have Memphis ranked right now.
Well, neither does Jeff Goodman, last I checked.
Yeah, Jeff Goodman doesn't.
And it's all because Memphis doesn't have what folks look at as a signature win.
Right.
You know, Kentucky, I want to look at what it's got the Evansville, but it's got the Louisville win. You know what I mean? That's what Memphis lacks.
Yep.
In terms of being a little bit more respected, I think, where people want to see them in these polls, they lack the quality win. You thought Tennessee was a better win than it's turned out to be. You know, hopefully Tennessee goes and beats Kansas, and that strength of schedule and all that, the wins helps Tennessee, and that in turn helps Memphis's resume.
Well, yeah.
We'll see. But, again, NC State, not as good as we thought, coming off NIT last year. Thought they were going to be a little bit better. And, unfortunately, it's all lined up wrong in terms of you don't have that super signature win that the pundits can point to and say, oh, okay, that's why they're in the running for a 3 seed.
Right.
Or that's why I've got them in my top 15.
The problem for them is they're an 8-1 on the schedule.
It's done now.
Yeah, I mean, unless you think at Houston could be that, which I don't.
Well, not
3 seed.
They could go on a run. Houston concerns me, and here's the reason why. They got the wake-up call against Tulsa, and they got it early. Kelvin Sampson's teams, they get better as the year goes on. He does this historic. And I'm not even talking Frank Haith here. Like, you're talking about another level of it where Kelvin is, you know, he should be in the NBA in terms of his coaching pedigree. Are you kidding me? I mean, the dude can coach his tail off. And so it just feels like they got their hit, their lesson early. They'll get better, John. They're already, 25th? In the poll, I could see them going on a run, right, and climbing. Maybe they get to 15, 14, especially in a year like this, right, where there isn't much consistency in college basketball and every ranked team's losing on every night. I could see Houston going on a run where that one at least helps you a little bit more, and that's your most signature thing on the rest of the resume. Good thing you got them is 2. But let's be real here. There ain't many of these opportunities in the AAC.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They're coveted.
Big night tonight at Memphis Sports. Tigers, Tulsa, Grizzlies, Celtics, and, of course, Zion Williamson is making his debut for the New Orleans Pelicans in the regular season. So that will be certainly a lot of fun. All right, we'll come back. Mark Giannoy is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis, Tulsa, about the Grizzlies, and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Sometimes we small business owners receive the ugly phone call. Mine came in my 4th year of business.
Hey, Mike, it's Charlie, your printing press operator. I was drying our printing press rags at the laundromat, and there's been an accident. The laundromat is on fire. I'm in a rescue squad truck heading to the hospital. The police said it's our fault, and you have to come here right away.
I hung up the phone, sick to my stomach. Poor Charlie. Poor me. I was certain my business was over, but we survived. Now, 26 years later, Patriot Software helps small business owners avoid any ugly phone calls involving their payroll. We give free support with our payroll, which starts at just $10 a month. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Ah, there it is. That sound means fights at Fitz are back. Don't miss them Saturday, January 25th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
No.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving and that Lambo doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with a iced out watch. With it look like butter, baby.
You know him, you love him. Sports comms over the commercial appeal. Hear him every afternoon right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, 2 to 4 with Jeffrey Wright. He joins us now. Hey, Mark, what's happening, man?
Not much. Just on I-40 somewhere right around Little Rock right now on my way to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jason Munns is driving. Commercial appeals.
Wow.
Tiger basketball beat writer. So... I big-timed him. I'm getting to just sit in the passenger seat today.
You should have just sat in the back, man. You know, like, just make it real.
yeah. Have him chauffeur me. Sit in the back. Have him chauffeur me. We're in a white – I've never seen a car like this. We're in a white Camry, and it's red leather.
Wow.
It's a very strange car.
Is that Munz's personal car?
No, okay. It's budget rental car. No, I wish it was Munz's actual car.
Yeah, it's a very it's a chance for a reflection, this drive to Tulsa. You know, if you've ever taken that drive, then that's really all you have to do, because you're not even going to be able to, like, listen to podcasts at some point, because you'll lose reception and connection to rest of the society and sophisticated world. Okay, you have a piece up at commercialappeal.com, Mark, where I imagine you were just in a dark room, and you had all these different faces of players on the team, and you were doing math, and you were putting, like, thumbtacks, and you were trying to crack the case, man, where you looked into it and you discovered what the actual best lineup is for the Memphis basketball team. Before we get to the results of that, what did that process look like for you to determine this?
I mean, this was literally – so, like, after the Wichita State game, where, if you know, you recall that, you know, they essentially lost by 9 points, Memphis did, and their starting lineup, which at the time was Damian Baugh, Boogie Ellis, DJ Jeffries, Precious Achiuwa, and Isaiah Maurice, got outscored by 12 points in a little over 5 minutes of that game. And – That's the game that ultimately prompted Penny to change the starting lineup. But after that game, I started thinking about, you know, what, you know, because in that game, there was, it just felt like, and the process reflected this, it felt like Penny never could settle on, like, a lineup he felt comfortable with in that game. And so I kind of just decided I want to go look back at every game this season and see what he's done with his substitution pattern, with his lineups. So this involved literally going into the play-by-play of every Memphis basketball game. And, like, I have a notebook. I was showing it to Jason here earlier today, like Jason Munn. I have a notebook where I'd write out the five people who were playing, how much time they played, and what their plus minus was, and then when there was a substitution, then I'd write the next lineup down, and I did that for every game. It took 2 weeks, and a lot of hours, but I actually do think it was worth it. Like, going through that process, it was illuminating, I thought, in a lot of different ways, in terms of what Penny has done with his lineups, what lineups work, what lineups haven't. Some of the conclusions I came to, I expected, and some of the conclusions I came to, I did not expect. So, I wouldn't recommend someone else doing it. It took a really long time. But I think the results, were pretty interesting.
I wonder if you concur with me. One of the ones I didn't expect when I read your column was that they're good, at least from a plus-minus standpoint, when Jaden Hardaway is on the floor.
I don't know if good is the right word. I just say they're not bad when Jaden Hardaway is on the floor is how I would probably phrase it. Like, I expected they would be
bad.
Like, when you look up and down this lineup, I hate to single them out, but the one player where you look at the plus-minus over the course of the year and you go, why is he playing, is Isaiah Maurice. They're just not very good when he's on the floor. I would say Jaden, like I said, it's not bad, but it's not, there are better lineups. Although I will say what was striking is one of their top five most productive lineups involves Jaden Hardaway. However, it's partly because, and this is the conclusion, this was really the big conclusion I reached outside of the fact that this new starting lineup is really working. It's that when you have Alo and Tyler on the floor together, and when you have Precious and DJ on the floor together, the fifth player almost doesn't matter, because those are your four that you want to have on the floor as much as possible. That's sort of what I picked up from this exercise, is that those two combinations, the backcourt combination of Tyler and Alo and the frontcourt combination of Precious and DJ, that's where this team's at its best. At least that's where this team has been at its best this season.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Mark Giannotto. He's a sports columnist for The Commercial. You can hear him every afternoon from 2 until 4. As you know, and as we've talked about, Memphis has not been able to beat a Frank Haith coach team in Tulsa. They are 0-4 against Frank Haith in Tulsa, going back to when he got the job. Do they change that tonight, Mark? Do you think this is finally the year where they stand up to Frank Haith and say they're not going to be pushed around anymore in Oklahoma?
I think so. This is going to be a fascinating game in the sense that Tulsa plays this 3-2, 1-2-2 matchup zone. Sometimes it's a 2-3, but they're going to play zone a majority of the game against Memphis. And it's going to be a game where Memphis is going to have to share the ball. They're going to have to move the ball. It's not a game where you can just take it to the rack at will. They're going to force you to make some shots. And obviously that has not necessarily been a strength of this team this year. At the same time, what I found interesting, if you go over to commercialappeal.com, Jason Munns wrote a story about it. They've actually been a pretty good team against zone defenses this year. And I think it's partly because it forces them to move the ball. And we've seen when they do share the ball and move the ball, the offense is much better. And so I think this will be interesting to see how do they handle this zone defense, because they have not played a team this year that has played them a majority, has played zone defense for the majority of the time, like Tulsa will tonight. And then you add on that it's a road game. And we saw even in that USF game, road games in the AAC are tough. But my gut says this is going to be a close game. But I think that Cincinnati game, when you go back and look at it, other than that middle portion of the second half when they played Isaiah Maurice and Lance Thomas together, which, going back to my lineup analysis, should never happen. Those two should never be on the floor at the same time. If you take that 3-minute segment out where they were on the floor together, they absolutely dominated Cincinnati in that game. And I think the lineup change, the starting lineup change has been really, really good for them, because what's fascinating is that starting lineup I mentioned from the Wichita State game, which had Ball, Ellis, and Maurice in it, along with Jeffries and Achiuwa, that lineup played more minutes than any other lineup Penny's used this year. It's played almost 50 minutes this season, and yet they're only a plus 4 for the entire season. And if you take out the New Orleans game where they were plus 13 against a really bad team, they in every other game they essentially were a minus 9 for the season. And so I think going to this lineup with Dandridge, using a better line, a better lineup quite more often, obviously has helped this team in these past two games. And so I think we're going to look back at this lineup change as sort of a moment when this team turned a corner in the sort of post-Wiseman, turned the corner and figured out its identity now, rather than like the identity that they thought they were going to have because of what they thought they were going to have.
Mark, knowing what's left for Memphis, for the Houstons, for the Wichita States, the teams we think will be at the top of the AAC, how high a seed can the AAC winner get? What's the winner playing for in terms of seeding for the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because I just don't think – I mean, you look back to last year when Houston was a 3-loss team that won the regular season title and lost in the conference championship game,
mm-hmm.
and they got a 3-seed. And I don't know if anyone in the AAC is going to get that high of a seed.
Doesn't feel like it. Doesn't feel like it. I'm with you.
Yeah. So my guess is, I would think if Memphis – I guess it sort of depends on what the record is of the AAC champion. Like, just from what we've seen early on in conference play, something tells me it's not going to be the type of year where the AAC champion has a 16-2 conference record. It's going to be more like 14-4. And if that's the case, to me, you're looking at, if you look at Cincinnati last year, was a 6-loss team that won the conference tournament and finished second in conference play in the regular season. They got a 6 seed. So my sense, like, if Memphis wins the regular season title at 14-4 and then wins the conference tournament, that would put them as a 6-loss team, but with two different championships. So I'm thinking like a 5 seed, maybe a 4.
Yeah.
But I don't see the AAC champion getting a 3 seed this year like Houston did last season.
No,
100% with you.
I think you're right. Hey, Mark, I'm sure you saw this. Ja Morant has been featured or will be featured in the Nike commercial or a Nike ad coming up for, I believe, the Adapts, the Nike Adapt 2.0s. I can't remember. I mean, maybe there has been. I don't know. But I can't remember the last time a Grizzly was featured in a Nike spot. Like, I get Jason Williams, was he a Grizzly at that time? I can't remember. But, like, this is clearly evidence that Ja Morant has already broken through as a rookie. I mean, you know, halfway through the season, he's already broken through. What do you make of that? And I guess it just sort of goes into, you know, the marketability. And this is a player, both skill set wise and sort of what he represents off the court, that the Grizzlies have just never had.
Absolutely. I mean, he's unlike any other player before him. And I think it bodes well for is when you look to the future of the Grizzlies, and we talked about this last week, they've set themselves up well with cap space and with flexibility and maneuverability moving forward. And, like, they're not going to be able to – Memphis is never going to attract the marquee free agent. Like, Anthony Davis is not going to come to Memphis, things like that. But I do think the caliber of free agent they will be able to attract moving forward will be elevated because Ja Morant is here, because he's a national figure, because he's obviously an entertaining player to play with, and he's not just entertaining in the sense that, you know, he can put up points and he has all these highlights. He's also a guy who shares the ball. I mean, look at all the guys on this team right now, in addition to Ja Morant, who are, you know, really eating and having great years, whether it's Jaren or Dylan or Jonas or Brandon Clark. He's the type of star other guys want to play with. And getting an ad like that, getting a spotlight moment like that so early in your career, I think speaks to just the magnetism of him, and I think it also speaks to the type of player he is. I mean, he's just, it's not even, he's unlike any Grizzly we've seen. Like, how many players, period, have you know, he does some things on the court that you just don't see in the NBA, and he's a player that transcends the market. He's the type of player where it doesn't matter where he's playing, people are going to watch him and notice him. And I just think that's huge for the Grizzlies. They've never had anyone like that. It's not like he's, you know, like Mike Conley was a great player, but he was the type of player where he felt like he was a hoophead sort of guy, like a guy a hoophead would appreciate, but the common fan, you know, probably overlooked. And Ja Morant is a guy who the hoop heads like, but the common fan is drawn to as well. And it just seems like it's something that the Grizzlies are going, just as the Grizzlies have sort of fast-tracked their rebuild because of Ja Morant, I think this is going to, just having Ja Morant is going to elevate this franchise's profile off the court. Because, you know, he is the type of guy who is going to be in a Nike commercial and is going to be a star outside of Memphis. So I think it's really cool that this early he's establishing a brand like that, because I just think it's going to do nothing but help Memphis, I think, overall.
Mark, who is most to blame for the brawl that occurred at Kansas last night between obviously rival schools, Kansas State and Kansas?
To me, it's Silvio D'Souza. I mean, I just think what the Kansas State guy did stealing the ball, yes, was, I guess, not, you know, it was not the right move, but it was still a basketball play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whereas what Silvio D'Souza did, standing over him and then, you know, then the scuff. I don't know exactly who you would necessarily blame for it getting into the stands like that, but it felt like it all escalated because of Silvio D'Souza. Like, to me, it's okay if you block the guy's shot and then you're celebrating to the crowd because right. what the guy did was unnecessary. But to, like, glare over him and menacingly like that felt just totally over the top and ridiculous. And then, obviously, he's the one who nearly leveled someone with a chair. So I'm going to point to Silvio D'Souza, and with the caveat of the Kansas State guy was kind of being a jerk, but at least that was a basketball play that guy did.
I'd ask you this. I'm with you on D'Souza in terms of the thing, sort of the thing that sparked it. It's him, and it's the standing over him. It's funny how same conference, right? West Virginia, they're running it up on Texas, and we'll celebrate a walk-on that's hitting that three at the end of the game. You know, making it a 38-point game. And in this one, a kid's trying to make it a basketball. He's playing it till the end. Mm-hmm. Is he on the other side of it? And yet, we even question whether or not that's okay. That said, when are we going to? Because I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot and this was Memphis, we'd be pointing some, at least, at the coach. We've seen some of that situation a little bit, or at least with other schools, maybe mm-hmm. even a little bit with Memphis. How much of it, when are we going to point at Bill Self, a guy who's already got a charge, in terms of your control of the program, I'll put it that way. How much of it's his fault that he's got, I guess a team that goes that far?
I think you make a good point because, you know, there's a certain for a player to feel like it's okay to do that, there's a certain amount of enabling that had to occur
Correct.
Prior to that. In terms of for Silvio D'Souza to feel comfortable that is an action that is worthwhile to take. And so I think you're right. I think Bill Self. I think what we're seeing right now with Kansas is, you know, Bill Self is a great coach, but it also feels
it's
like
out of control.
He's a guy
mm-hmm.
who cuts corners. You know, it just feels like, you know, he's been very successful, but at what cost has the success come? Because obviously Silvio D'Souza is a guy who, frankly, you know, his guardian took money. Like, there's questions as to whether he should even be playing college basketball. Mm-hmm. And yet Bill Self stuck by him throughout that entire process of the NCAA eligibility stuff. And this is how he's rewarded. And I think when you look back on, I don't know, I'm not there every day at practice, but my guess would be is that there is a sort of star culture
Absolutely
within that
is.
Kansas basketball program. Mm-hmm. And Silvio D'Souza felt like because he isn't a star on the court this season, he was a star coming in there. He's a name. He felt like it was okay to do something like this. And I think you're right. I think Bill Self should. I think if Bill Self is not looking in the mirror with everything that's happened with his program over the last year, whether it's the FBI investigation, whether it's having
Snoop.
Strippers mm-hmm. and whatever, dance, you know, the Snoop Dogg incident and mm-hmm. the Midnight Madness, or now this, I mean, I don't know what will make him. But, like, obviously he's been a very successful coach, a national championship-winning coach. But it doesn't appear as if, you know, not everything's right in that program. Like, there's a lot of things where it feels like he's cutting corners for the success he's had. And I guess that's it works. They win a lot of games, but is it helping guys like Silvio D'Souza in the long run?
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Mark, we appreciate
the
time,
thanks,
as always, man. Thank you.
All right, no problem, guys.
Yep, he is Mark Giannotto. It's interesting. You know, earlier this year, do you remember the Monmouth kid?
That's why they did what they did.
Yeah.
That's part of the response. Now, you add the rivalry.
Yeah.
But yes, sure, but go ahead.
The Monmouth kid, it was a blowout win.
Same thing. He was playing hard to the end.
Playing very hard. He got a steal.
I think he even got a tech, John.
I think he did.
Because he was talking a little bit of mess. But he wasn't going to. He said, I don't got. I think he used, but he said, I don't care. Like, he's playing it through to the end. Do you feel me on the point, though, about Spencer Mack? He's the walk-on for West Virginia.
Yep.
Who's playing it through, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to, and you're up 35, I guess. That's what made it, I think, who knows? But it's a 40-point game.
Yep.
Your walk-on's out there running. And that's celebrated. They carried him off the floor.
Yep.
And yet this kid at Kansas State who's playing it through, sees Silvio D'Souza there and an opportunity to steal it. For some reason, you're supposed to bow down to Kansas not play it out?
Yeah.
Monmouth didn't do it, right? And there wasn't this fracas like there was last night. It felt like, to me, D'Souza was saying, this ain't going to happen again on our floor where we get disrespected at the end of a game and the team's trying to run it, you know, make it look better when this game is over. And that was the standing over him like that. And I just, fact that, here's the point that I made to Mark. The fact that D'Souza feels like he can do that is on Bill Self.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, if it was Penny Hardaway's player, we'd be saying he's allowing his players to be like that. He's teaching that. That's what if the shoe was on the other foot, that's what you would be hearing today. The finger would be pointed at Penny Hardaway. Instead, we're all pointing and trying to figure out who set this off instead of pointing the finger where it should be pointed, which is at Bill Self. This thing is out of absolute control at Kansas. These dudes think they're stars, walk around, they can do whatever they want to do. Oh, it's some kind of slap in the face to play through the end of the game, even if you're getting hammered in a rivalry game to Kansas? Who you think you are?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
So what
he has lost control at Kansas. And yes, Mark's right. He nailed it at the end. The reason we give him a pass is because he's a winner. Because he's at the top of the food chain. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's hypocritical. This is part of the stuff I point to and say it's a joke. The whole thing's a joke.
Wow. I didn't realize you felt that passionately about Bill Self.
I tripped today on Vitale. All these guys want to get D'Souza out for the year. And I get where you're, because you want to find the first guy that started it up. When's somebody like Vitale going to point at Bill Self and be real?
Right. That
this is out of control.
Because these are college kids.
People wanted to get mad at Penny last year for what? Because his kids. Because people talk about fist balled up. Give me a break. These dudes are, it's spilling over off the freaking court. They're acting like fools out there. Self's having to grab him by their freaking jerseys. His face is, because it's out of control.
Well, like, how
literally
about this?
In the pictures.
Think about this.
You got women wrapped around these dudes' legs like Conan. You know what I'm saying? Did you see the woman wrapped around D'Souza's leg trying to stop it? The other one's like, please stop. Please. Like, it's madness in there.
Think about if that would have been a John Calipari coach Memphis team.
Oh, my God. John, Penny, all of them.
Yeah.
I'm saying Penny, but you're absolutely right. If it's any Memphis coach, this is what is taught here. Oh, look at the kinds of players they recruit. You ain't hearing that stuff today about Kansas. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and selective. It's the way we do it, and we're wrong for allowing it to continue. You get a pass on this
stuff.
Well,
you think it's a problem with the way the national media covers the game, the way we comment, blue bloods.
Those are national guys all pointing the finger at D'Souza, and you can if you want to, and be right in that because he started off with that glare. Right, but this whole idea, should he be punished for the year or whatever, and that's the story today. The story today should be about Bill Self's program and what the hell, and how many more hits is this thing going to take before we say he's lost control of it.
Right. Now, that would have never happened if Josh Pastner was the coach. He would have got
Josh should have been out there.
He would have got there. That was one of his things.
He got in trouble early, though, because he, in getting out there, and he had the right thing in mind, you know what, but he touched the other guy.
Yes, he would.
And you can't touch another guy. And he learned that early. But you know, he couldn't help himself. He's gonna run out there try to break it up. That's the cop in Josh Pastner. He just don't want people to harm each other and trying to save his own. But early on, he touched the other guy, and that's the one thing he can't do. But that said, man, you feel me? I mean, this Bill Self thing's crazy.
Yes.
You could look at him last night, the red in his face. He knows he's lost control. And then to come back, and sure, you've got to say it's embarrassing. But when are you gonna say, man, I gotta take a real look in the mirror about what's going on with my program right now? I had strippers out there for madness or whatever, throwing dollar bills, right?
Yeah, gymnasts. Yeah,
everybody turned it down. That's a laughing thing.
They were gymnasts. They were not
D'Souza
strippers.
D'Souza last year, what was it, 20,000, whatever it was? He's back out there, and yet y'all want to get a penny on James Wiseman, something they did at a high school coach. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Well, don't you think he's gone after this year? Like, he's going to the NBA, Bill Self. Don't you think this is maybe one of those like events that expedites that?
If he's smart, he needs to.
Right. Many people believe he will be the next coach of the Spurs.
I would start to think that, again, the Kansas fans last night, who would hold up their program more than they would hold up a head coach, because you got a stronger pro. Another coach can come in there and do what Bill Self's doing. I would think that they're a little bit, at least a little bit, embarrassed by what went down last night. Again, I'm telling you, I mean, look at the pictures from this thing. It's absolute madness. It's chaos. And much of it, again, is because your players feel like they can do that, right? That happens because your guys feel like, well, that's on you, because it would be here in Memphis. You'd be pointing the finger at the coach here. So I'm tired of hearing it.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Mark Adams. We'll talk to him about that at 12:25. We'll come back with the rundown. Jason and John, Adi's here on FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parish from the Gary Parish Show reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly, so don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best care home services.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
Broadcasters come into our lives on radio and TV, bringing us information and entertainment. Broadcasters are there for us, but who is there for them when they fall on hard times? The Broadcasters Foundation of America provides financial assistance to broadcasters in acute need due to a critical illness, accident, or other serious misfortune. If you know of a broadcaster on the air or behind the scenes who may need our help, please share our message. Visit broadcastersfoundation.org.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash and burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads, stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit Quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
From all of us at ATC Fitness, we want to wish you a very happy holiday season. If you need a great gift idea, we have gift certificates available for them to start a new membership, or if they're already a member, you can still gift them a couple of months. Remember, all memberships include 24-hour access to the best fitness center in the Mid-South, along with Smart Start training and the best equipment in the market. We're always wanting to help make your new year the best year. Locally owned and veteran-owned, ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Hello, Memphis. Brett Clark here, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. I get asked all the time what I mean when I say we use food and wine to create memorable times. It's things like bringing a selection of shawls to your table in any color to match your outfit if you're a little chilly. Or, if you forgot your reading glasses, we bring you a box of reading glasses labeled for gender and intensity. Or if your phone is about to die, we'll bring you a portable battery. Add this to things like our Fleming Prime Steaks and a wine list with over 100 selections, and you have a meal to remember. Come experience the difference at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, where we use food and wine to create memorable times.
Does your home smell like gym socks and sadness?
Ew.
Does your family love group sneezing? Does your electric bill know karate?
I've been hit with a dirty clogged air duct.
Ductman Air Duct Cleaning to the rescue. Breathe easier, make your home smell better, and lower your electric bill. Call today for your free air duct cleaning estimate. 901-283-2726.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.